know Richie was one of the leaders. He was one of the leaders on the leadership council. So, I mean, he's a leader, but I'm still getting a feel for everybody in their role and still trying to learn my stuff. So,
have you seen some of the texts of some of the voicemails that he?
No, I haven't seen any. I haven't really even been following his story. I haven't seen any texts or heard the voicemail yet. So, no.
Would you be surprised if they were racial in overtone? Or that knowing what you know about Richie in the short time you've been here?
Yeah, I don't look at him as like being racist or anything like that. I mean, it could have been in the joking matter. I don't know how it was delivered or received. So,
would a player that reveals what went on here, you know, goes to a coach and says, "This is what I've been dealing with," is that betraying the culture of the locker room?
I don't know what he was going through, like, honestly, you know. So,
but if any player goes to a coach, is that betraying? Should certain things stay among players?
I feel like the player completes themselves. That's a sign of a good team. So, you know, sometimes you don't have to always run to the coach for everything. Players, you know, your leaders should be able to step up and police the situation themselves, not all the time have to rely on the coach. The coach's job is to prepare us for games and things like that. So things that go on in the locker room can stay within us.
What was your impression of the chemistry on this team when you first got here?
I feel like everybody got along. I didn't see any signs of, you know, this potentially happening. And, you know, and as of right now, everybody's still focusing on, you know, preparing for Tampa Bay. I mean, those guys aren't here right now, so we can't really keep dwelling on that, and we don't want it to become a distraction. Like, right now, what we have next is Tampa Bay, and that's what we need to be focused on.
I know Richie was helping you out a lot, you know, getting, you know, doing assignments. How difficult is that going to be knowing that? Kind of your crutch a little bit.
I mean, he was my crutch a little bit, but that also makes me have to just get on my stuff and just make sure I know everything. And, you know, the person stepping in, he's going to do a good job. He's been around as well. And just, you know, lost two starters, and the next two guys that come in just have to play well and take advantage of this opportunity, because now they have an opportunity to go out here and showcase their talents.
Can you talk about what kind of guy Richie is, you know, right now? You know, they're dragging his name.
When I got here, Richie was the fun guy who had everybody laugh and told jokes and everything. I didn't really see the side that, you know, is being portrayed right now. I didn't see that side. So that's what I got from being around Richie.
You said that the players should police themselves, but should coaches have a pulse of the locker room? Should they
know?
Coaches
should kind of know what's going on, but I feel like at the end of the day, we are the ones who have to go out there together and work together. We should be able to step in and know when things should stop and stuff like that. So then, you know,
but I didn't see this coming. So.